5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the 30 to Life podcast, where we break stereotypes, build legacies, and help others along the way. It's your boy Mookie.
And your favorite color in the world, brown.
And welcome back to another episode of the 30 to Life podcast, where we redefine the Black experience. Today, we got a really special guest for you today. Really excited to introduce someone who is trendsetting just health at the current moment and has doing phenomenal things in the community. But before I bring him on, I just really got to check in with your favorite color in the world, brown. Brown, what's going on? Everything's good?
Yo, everything is great, man. I cannot complain. Always working hard, always, you know, educating and trying to be a better man for the next day. But this is episode 101. So firstly, congratulations on episode 100. And being that this is episode 101, how you feeling about this new journey we about to embark on?
I feel really good, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is the first episode past 100, and we got a phenomenal person that's talking about transformation. And that's where we are today, right? We are syndicated, technically. So now, you know, we're going to talk to someone who's all about transformation. We're going to talk about someone who is just crushing it and recently was on Shark Tank. So wanted to bring him on, to be honest with you, because we're all about lifting others as we climb, redefining ourselves, breaking stereotypes, building legacies. And he's all about becoming the best version of yourself. So I wanted to bring him on and allow him to introduce himself. His name is Alexio Gibson, and he is the CEO of the Transformation Factory. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
So excited to have you on. You know, you have done amazing things, and I'm going to let you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. So can you just let the listeners know a little bit about your background?
All right. I was born and raised in the Bahamas. I started a CMOS company about a year and a half ago. We're number one in America for what we do. Recently was featured on Shark Tank and made a deal with Kevin Hart and Mark Cuban. And that's where we are today.
Firstly, congratulations on that wonderful accomplishment. First, like me and Mookie, we tried to do a pitch, and that was the most hardest thing. So for you to actually get on Shark Tank, you know, I give you much respect and congratulations. All right. So in terms of the CMOS, you know, how are you number one? Because, you know, I go on TikTok, I go on Instagram, and I see everybody has a CMOS business. So what makes you number one? How did you get to that point? Can you talk about that?
Well, it's kind of like the general public decided, you know, who would be number one, you know. Okay. It's all based on numbers, traffics, and sales and stuff like that. And, you know, we've been chosen by the general public for having the best CMOS gel, flavor-wise, packaging, everything. And just an organic word of mouth, just spread really, really fast. And our social proofing is amazing. So it's like, you know, we really don't have to market as much, because we have the people that market for us. It's really just been an organic journey and an organic buildup.
Congratulations. So I guess, so talk to us about how you even got into this CMOS journey. I mean, I know that you said that, you know, you were at 21, you visited the doctor and the doctor gave you some really morbid news. So can you tell us, take us back to that moment in your life and really just go through your whole CMOS journey?
Well, my CMOS journey actually started during the pandemic. Well, I was born and raised in the Bahamas, so CMOS has been something that's been a part of our culture since I was born, before I was born, centuries. And during the pandemic, I wanted to build my family's immune system. So I was making CMOS gel for our house and just putting it in pretty much everything so that we were protected in the event that any of us got COVID. We would actually be able to survive it. So I was just making it for myself, putting it in my grandmother's coffee. And I had a lot of nurses and friends that were in healthcare that were asking for CMOS gel as well so that they can protect themselves since they were dealing with COVID patients on a daily basis. So we actually started a hashtag called CMOS for Nurses. And we started shipping and delivering CMOS to anyone that was in healthcare for free. We even covered their shipping. And that's how we started organically. From there, We just started getting a ton of orders locally. I opened up a website to help me manage the orders. Once I opened up that website, everything changed. You know, traffic started flowing in from all over the world. And quickly, word got out very quickly that we were the CMOS gel to buy.
Yo, awesome, awesome. So as a nurse, I have to say thank you for your contribution to healthcare workers. And as a fellow CMOS user, I want to bring it back to just the basics. Can you just give us a quick explanation as to what CMOS is, why is it so beneficial, and why you use it?
Well, CMOS is a supermarine algae that grows naturally in our oceans. And it just happens to be one of those plants that have most of the essential minerals that our human body needs. So CMOS is like nature's vitamin, in a sense, if you will. And it has so many properties. For men, it builds our testosterone. For women, it builds estrogen. It builds libido and fertility in both men and women. Anti-inflammatory, so it's great for your skin, great for your hair. If you're trying to grow a beard, a hair, anything like that, it helps with that. I even put it in my dog's food sometimes, you know, depending on how much energy I want to deal with, you know, I'll put CMOS in his food and start zipping around the house, you know, with energy. So it's really good for pretty much every living organism. And it's just a supermarine algae.
Yeah, no, that is interesting. I actually haven't tried it before, but definitely is something that, you know, anything from nature, you know, you should definitely take advantage of, because everything is processed nowadays. And, you know, it's led to, you know, our country being a little bit more obese or overweight in this country. But speaking of that, you actually went through your own transformation yourself. Lost over, I believe, 300 pounds. Can you take us through that journey and what was that like?
Yes. So I did lose over 300 pounds, and it was a journey, a very, very long process of just self-discovery, self-awareness, educating yourself on nutrition and health in general, workouts, stuff like that. And it was one of those decisions that I made early on in college that I just wanted to meet the best version of myself. And I became reluctant about that, working out sometimes 4 hours, 4 to 5 hours a day, you know, split up between morning, noon, and night, and just got to work. Then I became plant-based about 4 years ago, which was the second half of my weight loss journey. And just started educating myself more about herbs and eating from the earth, as opposed to so much processed foods, so much man-made foods. And I just felt better. I felt a lot better once I started eating mostly plant-based, and just noticed overall change in my health. Weight loss became more effortless. Energy was a lot higher, and pretty much any comorbidities I had from obesity had disappeared. So no high blood, no cholesterol, you know, nothing like that. Everything went away. So it was one of those things I just knew I wanted to maintain. My testosterone went through the roof as well. So that was another reason to not go back. It was just everything I was reporting so well, you know, on paper and how I felt.
So you mentioned that you definitely are a different person after you've made this transition. What advice would you give to somebody who essentially was in your situation before you got healthy? Like what one piece of advice would you give them?
Well, it really starts with a why. You know, why do you want to do this? It's going to be extremely hard. It's going to be very challenging. It's going to be a lot of things that threaten your position and your new journey. So it comes back to why. Why are you doing this? You know, for me, I wanted to and still want to meet the best version of myself. You know, it's there's a 2.0 version of us buried inside of us all, whether it's a financial growth, physical growth, mental health growth, overall spiritual just growth. So we're all working on meeting the best version of ourselves. And me, I became obsessed with meeting that guy. What would he sound like? What kind of influence would he have? How would he move in the world? What would he be able to do? You know, just how my whole life would shift just being in a physically better position, also a mentally better position. And I think anyone that's starting on this journey should start with those questions on why am I doing this? Am I doing this, you know, to be the best version of myself? Am I doing this because of health issues? Am I doing this for my kids? You know, find out that why, because that's what's going to keep you true during this extremely hard course.
So you said something that actually struck a very interesting question in my head. So you said that you wanted to meet that person. Now, would you say you met that person, or would you say that you created that person, or would you say it's a combination of the both?
Well, I'm still meeting that guy every day. Okay. You know, it's a journey. So, yeah, I definitely have met a lot of very rich qualities about myself during this transformation so far. I'm at the tail end of it now, you know, and we're gonna finish strong. But along the journey, every milestone, it reveals more and more of your capabilities, your potential, you know, how you move in the world, new confidence, new energy, new ideas, just the ability and the need and the want to spread your wings and do more, because mentally you're more sound to go after more things. So I'm meeting him every day, and it kind of scares me too, because I'm not there yet, and look what we've accomplished during the journey, you know. So it's already showing how it shows up in all aspects of life. So I know at the finish line things would just get better, and so that's still my why, is meeting the final version of myself.
Yeah, I love that point. You know, we all work in progress, and you know, every day, you know, you learn something about yourself. But what keeps you motivated?
What keeps me motivated is again, just getting to the best version of myself. You know, I'm not there yet, so the goal is to keep growing and keep getting better and better and better. So that's a vision that I always chase in my head. And also, the motivation now is just maintaining my position within my niche and growing the company as best as I can, as fast as I can, as stable as I can. And that takes extreme work, work ethic, and it really requires me to be my best every day. So now I'm at a position with 50 employees that I don't really have the option of not being on point or losing motivation, because everybody else around me feels it, and their performance will show it as well. So, you know, I try to stay extremely optimistic and always working towards a new goal to be an example to my peers, my staff, everyone around me as well.
So you had an idea for the Seed Moss company. How did you start?
Well, just to circle back, I started during the pandemic. Literally just making the product to protect my family and to build their immune system. And it wasn't until I started posting on social media some of the meals and drinks that I was making with CMOS that I started getting people saying, hey, I need that, I'm in healthcare. So literally this, I always say I got bullied into this business, because I was literally minding my own business, just creating it for my family and just sharing a couple of things on my story. And it just domino effects and snowballed from there. People started requesting it. We gave it away for free. And then we got so many orders that we had to separate who paid and who didn't, you know, who's in healthcare, who wasn't. And then from there, it just kind of exploded into the business that it is today.
How'd you go about getting the CMOS? Because like CMOS is not easy to come by. Like you have to grow it. How did you go about that whole, I guess, aspect of growing the business?
Well, I live in South Florida, which is a 20-minute flight away from the Caribbean.
Okay.
So here in South Florida, it's a big melting pot of Bahamians, Jamaicans, Haitians, Trinidadians, Bajans, you know, and all of these cultures have CMOS, you know. So you find yourself at any Jamaican grocery store or farmer's market, you know, in South Florida, you know, you go to an island folk table, a vegan spot, and typically they would always have CMOS. So I always had CMOS because it was something that was a staple in my house. And I frequent the farmer's market being vegan. I would usually go there for my exotic fruits and herbs and stuff like that. And CMOS was always something I'd pick up a few pounds of, you know, just to have in my house. So literally when the pandemic happened and we were on a lockdown, all these stores were closed, all these farmers markets were closed, but I still had about 10 pounds sitting in my kitchen, which I used to pretty much nurse my family and my my friends to health.
Got it. So you leverage your honestly your environment and the people within your environment to gotcha. Cool.
Yes.
Yeah. So I want to pivot to after the explosion of Transformation Factory, your CMOS transformation. It explodes, the hashtags go strong. There's a lot of demand. What made you decide to put an addition or a request to be on Shark Tank?
Well, it was buzzing around me for a very long time from friends and family when my business started really expanding. You know, everyone always asked, like, man, you should apply for Shark Tank. I think you would do great. And naturally, in my head, you know, I'm thinking, you know, we're not there yet. You know, we're not big enough yet. Not knowing that we would have been absolutely what they were looking for. So after hearing that enough times, I had a friend, a casting director of mine, who I worked on a previous show, reach out to me and just say, hey, I think you would do really well on Shark Tank. And she told me to apply and gave me an email to send my application to. Never heard anything back. Once casting opened up to the public, I applied like a regular person. And I got a call probably within a few days where they do like a round of elimination or just kind of hearing your story and your numbers. And we were moved to the next round immediately over the phone after they heard our numbers and our story. And then from there, it was just a series of eliminations, filming and everything like that. And it just it started moving so fast.
Okay. So you get selected to be on the show. Take us through that experience once you actually go on through the recording, and what are your thoughts or of what the outcome potentially could be in those moments?
My biggest thing was because by the time we went on the show, we were already a multi-million dollar business. And my main thing was not going on the show and embarrassing us or doing anything that could bring negative PR, negative press. I wanted to be over ready. You know, for any questions they asked, any scientific questions, lab questions that they had, especially since it's a supplement and it's a food item, I wanted to make sure that we covered all of the questions that they would have, from our numbers, cost of goods, medical benefits, research, background studies, lab results, everything. You know, so my main thing was going on there and making sure that we left on a higher note and didn't become one of those companies that went on the show and got, you know, so much bad press that it greatly severed their business. So those were my main things going in there. Luckily, that was not our case at all. They loved us. They loved our story. Out of the five sharks, four of them made offers to us. And some were even upset that we didn't go with them, you know. So it was literally like a fight over our brand and who got to work with me. And it was a major blessing. It was such a beautiful experience, the recording process, the preparation before it, and all the crazy that's been happening since we've aired. You know, everything has just been a major blessing, and just take it day by day.
So how has your life changed? I mean, you said that you were already a multi-million dollar company, so after Shark Tank, like, in what ways has your business or life changed?
Well, the show brought extreme exposure. So we were already a big company and we grew probably three times overnight right after we aired, and still maintaining that momentum almost 2 months later. So it changed our life in a sense that, you know, we're moving into a much bigger warehouse now. We've hired more people, created more jobs in our community. We're serving so many more people this superfood that's giving them the tools their body needs to heal itself. And, you know, a lot of great opportunities. I'm able to work with the government in my country now on different projects. Other countries are reaching out to us to get our product in different parts of the world. Investors are reaching out to us, podcasts like yourself, magazines, blogs, You know, it came to a point where I had to hire an assistant to actually filter through everything because it was just so abundant and just can't see it all. It's just way too much. So all positive things, all positive things.
Yeah, love to hear it. Love to hear it. So through Shark Tank, through, you know, COVID, through, you know, just everything that you've accomplished, like, what have you learned about yourself during this journey?
Oh, I've learned from myself just to, how important tenacity is and pushing through. I've realized how creative I am. And this has also shined a bright light on my leadership skills and me being able to work with large groups of people, find talent, keep them together, keep them interested, be able to delegate. This experience has just shown me that, you know, I'm the guy that can do that all. And really just redefine and rebuilds your confidence in like what else you can possibly do. If you were able to do this, we became a 7-figure company 7 months after launching, wow. You know? So it was like to be able to build a 7-figure company in 7 months, it's like, man, what else can I do? That was just like, that was just one idea. That was just an accident in a sense. What if I move with more intention? What else can I do? And I think those are the questions that I kind of ask myself now, like what's next?
All right. So, you know, that leads me to my next question. You know, what is next? I mean, you seem like not seem, I mean, you're a very accomplished Black man. So like, what is next for you?
Well, next for us is expanding the business 100%. I finished my first book. So right now we're in the editing process of that. Also, a lot of speaking engagements, panels, keynotes, some of those have been booked already for the year. So it's kind of maximizing my personal brand. Also expanding the Transformation Factory to the big picture on what it's going to be, which is a lot bigger than CMOS gels. It's really going to be a world where people can come and tap in and become the best versions of themselves, whatever that may be, whether it's weight, fitness goals, mental goals, financial goals, whatever it is to create a digital playground where we can all communicate and sharpen each other's axe and really build like an omni-channel, a digital universe per se. So also I've been filming my weight loss documentary for the last 5 years now. We have footage from probably day one in the gym, very, very detailed, showing people exactly what I did. That's being produced and we're finishing my transformation right now as we speak, which the goal is to be at my goal by the end of this year. And then we can wrap up our documentary, at least that to the world as well, and give people something to watch from the beginning of the weight loss journey to the beginning of the Transformation Factory business journey. Everything has been filmed, you know, from the very beginning. So the goal is to release that as well. So we have a lot of things in the works and more products coming that's different from CMOS gel, working on different products and just expanding our niche and our product line.
Why do you have so much drive?
That's a great question. I think, you know, some people have a fight or flight where there's no other choice. You know, if you grow up a certain way or you don't have certain things and you want to fix that, somebody has to go out and do it and pioneer it. And it's kind of like the story of Simba. You know, I resonate with that story so much because there was a point where, you know, Simba was a cub and he lost his father and didn't have that guidance. And he literally just fumbled and failed his way to the top, tried to figure out who he was. You know, in the beginning, he's eating bugs. He has no idea that he's a lion. And he's doing all these things with Timon and Pumbaa and just trying to figure out who he was. This whole time, he was a whole king. He was a whole king and didn't know who he was. And until a mentor came and pretty much whacked him on the head, Rafiki, you know, told him like, hey, you have the pride line needs you. You're the king, you're the leader, you're the one that can make it happen. And for me and my family, I'm very much the Simba as well. It's like, you know, everyone's in the pride lines under bad management where there's no sun, there's no resources, there's no nothing. And it really took me like going out there, figuring things out and coming back home and kind of shedding light on how I did it, what I did, and just bringing resources back to the community.
Yeah. So when did you finally realize that you were a lion? Like, take us back to that moment.
I really came to that moment in college, you know, right before I started my weight loss journey, where I was really shelved and kind of closed off and just in my head. I was always really smart, but I was very much in my bubble. Didn't really share my gift with the world, just stayed to myself. And I got into student leadership. I grew very fast. And that's when I found my gift of leadership and so many other things under a mentor's watch. And shortly after, I started getting engineering scholarships from Buick, Apple, Martin Luther King Leadership Awards, District Awards, and then two NASA internships, a chance to work with Google, you know. And, you know, now I'm in the newspapers and I have local news at my school, you know, interviewing me for their news broadcast live that night and things like that. And stuff like that just started happening so often, so frequently, so back to back. People in my life that were much older than me and successful, you know, just kept telling me the same things, like, you have all the qualities to make it, you know. And I was hearing that over and over from people around that didn't know each other, didn't know me. Some were strangers, some were people that met me for only 10 minutes, some were people that have known me for years. And everyone came to the same conclusion that I was someone special and I was gonna do great things. And I think you hear that enough. And even if, you know, your confidence isn't there or your self-belief to really take it in, I think you hear it enough, it starts to resonate with you. And then I started to see how I was affecting people around me, other students, family members, people writing letters saying that I motivate them, or they did this or they accomplished this because of what I did or what I shared with them. And you just start to realize, like, wow, you know, I'm really here for a big purpose. And, you know, I'm here for something greater.
Yeah, that's truly inspiring. You didn't mention this, but you actually, you know, reading through like your bio, actually helped build the Curiosity rover prototype for Mars with NASA. Yes. That's amazing, right? And I'm just thinking of your journey, right? You lost 300 pounds, you created a seven-figure business, and then you also helped build a prototype for Mars with NASA. Like, take us through, like, I guess your life lessons growing up. What do you think attributed this amazing achievements that you had in such a relative short time?
I think one, again, is the fight or flight. Why are you doing this? There has to be some kind of fire under you, you know? And maybe it's your situation, your family situation, and, you know, it's an intense, it's an intense aggression to fix or solve a problem. Very important is just your environment. You know, the people that you have around you, what you listen to, what you watch, very, very important, because those things can determine your mood and your energy for that day, for that month. You know, example, watching the news and seeing, you know, so many scary things every day and starting your morning with that. Now you know, you're going through your day in a place of fear, or you don't want to try as hard because you feel like there's no point. The world's coming to an end, you know, then the news will make you feel like that sometimes. So, you know, it's just keeping your mind right and keeping the people around you right too. And, you know, for some people that probably live at home and maybe their toxic environment is their home, you know, in situations like that, you want to stay busy. You want to look at outside activities, you know, workout, you know, sign up for different things outside of your house. Give yourself a reason not to be home as much, you know, or in that environment until you can afford not to have to be anymore, you know. So environment is very important. Your company is very important. You know, I'm very, very big on my energy, and I have this thing now where it's like I make people earn the right to have access to me and my energy. Mm. And, you know, that was a whole king mindset that I had to adopt too, because it says that you know who you are. You know what you're capable of, you know what mission God has you here for, and just doesn't even deserve to feel your energy or to be in your space, because they're negative, they're pessimistic, they're inducing their own fears on you, they're demotivating you. You go into a conversation completely motivated and leave completely crushed. Those people you should keep as far away from you as possible. And unfortunately, sometimes those people are loved ones, and you have to love them enough to disappear for a while, cultivate the beast inside you, do what you need, and then you can always go back and help them later. But you're in a totally different place, you're in a totally different mental place. You can deal with it where it doesn't affect you. You can still help them, and then you can disappear because you have your own life now.
No, that's some amazing points. I mean, that's a quote. I make people earn the right to my energy. Yeah. And it's so important to protect that, right? It's so easy that for people to put their own fears on other people. And depending on where your mindset is at that time, you can make a break where your future lies ahead. And it's so important to have mentors as well, the right people who are pointing you in the right direction or uplifting you or allowing you to flourish, right? Putting love and energy to you at all times. So I think that's definitely a message that could resonate with all of our listeners right now.
Okay, yes.
And I just want to say that Mookie and I have a wonderful idea for an app that completely involves mentoring. One day we'd love to run that by you. But in the spirit of mentoring, you know, you mentioned a few times that, you know, you under the guidance of a mentor, you essentially were honestly given a pathway to go down and you figured out how to flourish from there. Can you just talk about how important mentorship was to you?
Well, yes, mentorship is in the form of so many things. You know, it might not always be so black and white as like this big, powerful person. It could just be someone in your ear that's constantly motivating you or telling you you can do amazing things, just reinforcing you. And I had a good balance of both. And I think it's very important to have someone in your corner or multiple people in your corner that's like breathing life into you, speaking life into you, telling you you can do amazing things. When they tell you that you can do certain things, you look at them like they're crazy because they say that you can run the country one day or you can be a millionaire one day. And they say these things that you think is so far-fetched. It's like, who are they talking about? You know, everyone should have someone in their corner that's like hyping them up like that to go after the best. The very least you can do is not have people around you that's doing the opposite. You know, finding people that's really good in character and nature may be a little harder to find than the average person that probably don't care. But, you know, you learn what they look like, what they sound like, and you hold on to them. And, you know, seek wisdom. Seek people that's in the niche that you want to be in, that's doing well. Study them. Study greatness. Study their habits. What books do they read? You know, everybody, you know, we'll try to copy an idea, but I always say, why don't anyone copy the work ethic? Why doesn't anyone copy the dedication? Like, that's the part that you should really be copying and paying attention to. Because the idea, I mean, when I started selling CMOS, there was over 5,000 companies selling the same thing, you know, and we became number one in our niche in less than a year. You know, how do we do that? You know, and it's really just focusing on yourself and studying greatness. You know, instead of looking at other CMOS companies as if they're competition, I'm looking at Johnson & Johnson, you know, I'm looking at the brands that's in grocery stores. You know, my peers aren't there at all. Why would I study them? Why would I focus on what they're selling or what they're doing? You know, like I want to be in Target, you know, I want to be accessible in grocery stores all over the world, you know? So it's like, what companies are doing that? And how did they do it? Like, oh, that's the CEO? Oh, what's the CEO's name? Where did they go to school? What did they study? What were the extracurricular activities? What did they read? You know, what do people say about them? Staff, friends, family? Do they have good character? And you start to see a lot of the same patterns with anyone that's successful. You know, they recommend the same books. They have morning routines. You know, they have beautiful relationship capital and relationships with people. You know, their work ethic is impeccable. Their dedication is unwavering. You know, I use Mark Cuban as an example. I send him an email at 3 a.m. and he responds at 3:15 a.m. It's like, this guy's a billionaire with a portfolio of hundreds of companies and he owns the Mavericks. You know, he's running a whole NBA team at that. And his work ethic is still so incredible as a billionaire who could probably take a chill and like let his team handle a lot of his stuff. And Harry is still responding to emails personally at 3 a.m. So it's like, I'm studying that, I'm watching that, I'm learning that. And it doesn't matter what I sell or what I do, what niche I'm in, what my business is. If I study that, the base, the root, the dedication, and everything that it takes, I can lose everything and regain it all back because I learned the core principles of being successful, which really comes down to personal development.
So I guess that leads me to the most important question of the day.
Yes.
How are you redefining your Black experience?
Well, I think I've redefined my Black experience by one, unconditioning everything that we're taught at such a young age, that we're inferior to anyone else, to different ethnic groups, that we have less, that we should settle for you know, whatever we can get, you know. And I'm redefining that experience by showing people that look like me that you don't have to settle for a 9-to-5 or be unhappy or, you know, not have access to the things that you think would be really nice. You know, if you want to retire your mom or live in the city or drive a Porsche as a young Black man, you know, and you want to really just be that guy that can give back, that can build a community, that can build a business, employ other people that look like you. All of these things are just so important, and they help me to redefine my experience because it doesn't look like the stereotypical Black experience. You know, I'm not in jail or on the streets or doing any of these things that's overstated and over blown over proportion that's what our life should be. Or if we have success, it's within entertainment or sports. You know, it's just like, that's not our reality. It's never been our reality, but, you know, I feel stories like mine and so many people that look like me that's doing great things, we're all helping to shift the Black experience and the Black reality by showing you. You know, every time I open Forbes and I see that there's a new Black billionaire, you know, like I know LeBron James just hit a billion about a month ago. Rihanna's the richest billionaire, and, you know, she's a Black woman, you know, and stories like that really fire me up because it just shows that, you know, things are changing. Our Black experience is changing. What we accept now is changing. You know, the palate is different. You know, that we're hungry for more. It's insatiable now. And I feel like we're finally waking up and realizing that we are the kings and queens that once walked this planet. We have the same genes still. We have it within us. And as long as we're not mentally defeating ourselves and compressing our own greatness, once we have that self-confidence and that self-belief in ourselves and we realize who we are, it's like the gloves are off. You know, what can't I do? You know, and that's how I look to change the Black experience and change my Black experience. It's just doing more. You know, I want to hit a billion one day. I want a generational wealth for 17 generations. You know, I'm young. I can do it. You know, and that's what I tell myself.
Can I get an amen?
Yes, that's a word. That is a word. And you're definitely redefining the Black experience. You know, one thing that stood out to me that you said was, you know, instead of worrying about copying the product, copy the work ethic. Like that's a word right there. And it just reminds me of a quote of like, one, like opportunity is everywhere in this digital age, but it's just like a quote that I live by is like, we're defined by opportunities, even the ones we miss. So for everyone listening right now, you know, take that action, take that step, and pursue your dreams, right? Protect your energy and pursue your goals. So this has really been an amazing episode. You know, your story is phenomenal. You've done so many amazing things that is a testament to just your story, your background, your work ethic, your dedication, your ability to serve others while serving yourself is very inspirational. And just thank you for coming on the podcast and sharing your story. Lastly, where can people find you? Where can people get in contact with you? And where can people get some CMOS?
Well, you guys can follow our business page. It's on Instagram at CMOS Transformation. And my personal Instagram is at Alexio 2.0. That's A-L-E-X-I-O-U 2.0. And, you know, you guys can message me anytime, ask for any tips, or anything like that, you know, I'll stay connected with everyone.
Perfect. Perfect. Thanks so much for coming on. You know, continue redefining the Black experience, and wish you all the success in the world. We hope you get to that billion and then come back on the podcast and give us some money. No, I'm just playing. But thanks so much. Love your story. And it's definitely going to help others who are just thinking of, hey, should I do this? And yes, you should. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We really appreciate it. Thanks for everyone who listened. And make sure you follow the Transformation Factory. Go to the website. Go to cmostransformation.com. Follow Alexiu. Do everything you can just to follow your dreams. So thanks so much. This is another episode of the 30 to Life podcast. It's your boy, Mookie.
And your favorite color in the world, brown.
30 to Life. We out.
All right, thank you. Peace.